This is the start of gathering of protesters in one of the districts in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. And Hala Arabi has come to join them. She's one of tens of thousands who came out on Sunday to commemorate the anniversary of Sudan's revolution in 2018. They're also out once again to voice their anger at the military takeover, which happened in late October, and which they say derailed Sudan's transition.
I took part in the 2013, 2016 and 2018 protests against Bashir. And here I am now and will continue to protest until our demands are met. I will keep protesting until there is a civilian government and there is peace, freedom and justice.
All I'm saying is the revolution never actually ended. It's continuing and we will continue until we achieve all of our goals. We don't want the military to be the head of state anymore. We want civilian government. We want justice for all the wounded, all the martyred, our friends, brothers and sisters and sons. We want justice for all of them.
I came all the way from Sana'a to participate in these anniversary protests to restore our stolen revolution. This day is a turning point in the revolution and an end to the takeover. And even if it's not, we will continue to protest to restore our revolution, which cost many lives.
Protesters were able to reach the southern gates of the presidential palace on the anniversary of the revolution. Security forces responded using tear gas, stun grenades, and live ammunition to disperse them. Hamdok has called for dialogue and national consensus to get Sudan out of its political crisis. But protesters on the street say they regard his agreement with the military as giving legitimacy to the takeover and a disregard to their demands for the military to be removed from Sudan's politics. And 3 years since the start of the uprising, Sudan's transition to democracy remains fragile, and many of its slogans remain unachieved. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.